Worldwide Podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 1 with verses 6 through 11. I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, you who are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for the glory and praise of God. Some of us believe, as a priest once described to me, that infinite judgment will say the final word of why there was a creation. Until that day, we submit ourselves to the salvation Christ Jesus brought to the world in dying on a cross. This is the good work listed in you as your daily routine, finding ways to share the heart of Jesus with those in dismay. As Paul describes today to the Philippians, I too want your knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is a value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. This begins every day in practice, discerning the word of truth as the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. We seek this in prayer, a communion with our Lord and Savior on every instance of every decision, knowing this proclamation will be visible without speaking a word, allowing our prayers to be received with love, faith, and hope of His mercy. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe you died and rose for me. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we'd pray for and those we've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others. Unable to speak their prayers, we speak your prayers for you. In the Holy Spirit of truth and love, of His mercy, as we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Philippians 1. We're in verses 6 through 11 today. It's a three-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Imprisonment Mine, Witnessing to God or Die. Continue work, good, confident am I. Jesus Christ, day coming as a man in the street. Philippi thought right for me to abide. Grace partners all, heart held without self-conceit. Gospel confirmation, defense of the weak. Imprisonment mine, witnessing to God or die. Christ Jesus, affection, caring, and complete. Prayer mine, love, increase, value, discernment, you comply. More and more perception of all knowledge seek, blameless and pure before Christ's day. Righteousness, fruit-filled, sharing love, bittersweet. God's praise and glory from Christ Jesus to pray. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's March 5th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to close today at the 7:04 mark. We're readjusting our time and going from novena to heaven with an angel watching by. 7:04 is what we're going to shoot for each day. I hope that's in brevity enough for those who follow us each day and share the word of God and practice prayer and proclamation of how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my good friends, John and Marie, we always say hello and blessings to you as you rock on during the day in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we ask for your prayers too and special petitions today. We close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. God bless you.